is curious to see on the concepts of the product.
Okay.
So that's kind of the end of it.
All right, so the function of a... Okay, great. So, oh, where did it all go? Okay, just open up the template. All right, so this is the method that I've taken. Basically, what I want to do here, before we get into it too far, is I want to show you all the background information I have that I think we need to acknowledge if we want this to be successful.
Okay.
And then sort of go through some of the way that I've dealt with that information, and then sort of bring us all together into it to see sort of see how this fits into overall vision. So I've tried to take a whole lot of market research and summarize it for us, and then identify trends that are sort of in sync and are important to our project plan that we have so far, and then initiate a kind of discussion on design options so that it sort of helps us to narrow in on aspects that inform other elements of the project. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's the discharge. I thought that will impact on the rest of what we do, so that's why I suggested you. Okay, so out of different figures and ratings of people in general, consumers in general, the number one thing that was found was that the television remote control had a fancy look and feel, okay, and not specify, not a functional look or feel.
Okay.
Fancy. However, this is where we kind of have to be very, I think, creative about it. Number two was that it'd be innovative. Okay, so that tells me that we have to find a way to be innovative without adding just unnecessary sort of functional bits to it. And third priority, ease of use. So again, that kind of gives us a general picture of how it has to be quite user-friendly while still having technology. So I'll just say right away, as a bit of a foreshadowing how we proceed with this in terms of marketing, is that I think what we should think about is how the innovation contributes to the look and feel, and not so much to the functionality of it. For example,
mm-hmm.
like when you pick it up and push it, like it all lights up or something, you know what I mean? Like, or it's got something else to it
mm-hmm.
that just seems innovative. Because obviously the thing that the message here is ease of use. So how do you make innovation make something more easy to use? Well, that's, I guess, where we're going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then there's the other aspect of the market research I have here is on fashion style, okay, which, as we've agreed, is a priority. Top European fashion trend that I've read about, it says there's this emerging theme of fruit and vegetable, okay, especially clothes and furniture. When I first saw that, I thought, well, do we want to actually try and think about this trend and how we add something to it, or we get right into it, or we completely steer away from it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
My feeling is that we do want to observe this trend, but we want to think also about the fact that it sort of has to fit in with something which is not specifically electronics. Because I think what we're in is partly sort of home decor, partly something like a computer. So I think we might want to be careful about how quickly we create like a remote control in the shape of an apple or something. I think that would be pushing it. And then in terms of material trends are for things to be soft, spongy, sort of, you might say, ergonomic or friendly to handle, which also indicated that last year this was not the case. So probably a lot of the competition on the market will be still in last year's mode, so if we try and really capitalize on that, that would be in our favor. So this is the summary of everything. Style is number one thing in the very high tech, 10 gigabytes, whatever. But when you hold it in your hand, there's like no buttons. You know what a Mac
That's
iPod is?
crazy.
I'm thinking, however, Mac iPod is sort of last year's because it's very hard and sort of glassy and glossy. So I'm thinking, if we imagine that we're taking some of the features of a Mac iPod and we're then making it more of like a comfortable type of, more of like a maybe more vibrant, friendly thing. And then, so this is, with all that information, what I'm suggesting in this slide here is that we take these ideas, and as we get into more like sort of production side, things that we think about shape, materials, and themes or series that go throughout, sort of like, I don't know, we think of some kind of a theme that unifies it all, we agree on, sort of like a marketing identity. Does that make sense? Yeah. So like I threw out a few ideas there just to kind of get us thinking along these lines, like lemon, lime, and those green colors, whatever, just an idea, because I'm thinking that some of these ideas will seem quite coherent if we use them in terms of their, what people associate with them with in terms of texture, shape, colors, things like that. Like the ones which I'm most fond of in terms of giving like a theme to it would be like lemon, something like that, you know, something which is like you see a lot in other areas. Like I see lots of websites and things that seem to associate with like lemon and lime. So, you know, just an idea. I'm thinking maybe we could incorporate some of these features into a fairly into something which seems to have something to it which is almost gimmicky, because like something to do with like lighting within it. Like, you know, just in the simple sense, when you pick up a phone and touch a button, it lights up. Usually the buttons light up. How can we build on that? Maybe like it could light up in different colors or something. Or people could buy the control and then it comes with different like covers. Anyway, that's all I have, but
That's
hopefully
great.
we can revisit those ideas when we get into.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Craig, do you wanna take over as well?
You working? So, Incubus concept. To research it, I've had a look on the homepage again. It's provided me with more examples of previous existing remote controls. There's a wee bit of discussion about the existing ones there. So I've taken the suggestion from them and tried to incorporate them into this. So then this, we're looking for suggestions on size of the control and the buttons, the shape of the control, and whereabout the button should be located on the control. What I found from the research is that most of the current controls are just basically big bricks with loads of buttons all over them. They're not very attractive to look at, and they're not very comfortable to hold. They are just holding like big bricks, and they're very easily lost. They tend to be very dark colours, so if there are shadowy places down inside the couches, you can't really see them. The controls themselves tend to use a very inconsistent colour scheme. For instance, the standby button isn't always red. It really should be. It's something the users then identify with. They say, "A red switch off." That's how it should be. I'm not sure if there's any other examples of that, but something to look out for. So from that, I've got a couple of preferences for the end control. Again, with the red colour button for standby and the other examples of that. The buttons should be large. They shouldn't be tiny little things like you get on some mobile phones. They should be easy to press, very comfortable. One of the examples given on the homepage was there's an up and down volume button, but both of them have a V on them. So the up volume button looks like it should be a down volume button. That's kind of confusing. Should avoid things like that. If the corporate colour scheme allows it, we should have a very bright colour so that it can be easily identified anywhere. Obviously trying to avoid being tacky there, but it could tie in very easily with your lime and lemon idea. Fantastic. Any extra features we add beyond the basic ones should be hidden. They shouldn't be on the shouldn't be visible without something being opened or some sort of special extra effort. If we do decide to go for voice activation, there should also be a button alternative, possibly hidden in the opened up section, in case something is wrong with it or somebody's voice, maybe they've got a cold or we should definitely avoid the big square block look. That's just wrong. And we've got an email from links to the research department, and they've said that the voice control can now talk back if you ask it a question. So it could be good to have them confirm any action you take. What's a possibility? Right. Now these are problems I've had with it. I don't know where the slogan should go, or really what the slogan is. I think it's fashion into electronics. And we don't know how flexible the colour scheme is. I mean, say you want the corporate colours, but they don't say, you know, if we can use any other colours at all. Or that's it.
Said it could talk to you, but I never said anything about being.
it said something about a sensor, but I never clarified that.
Mm.
So maybe if you, well, I could see the other email that they sent you, just think about that to me for your requirements. Or different offerings of what components are available. Okay, so
right.
Your basic components are buttons, okay, and you have a reel available, like a mouse wheel. Okay, there's an LCD display. I think these are quite standard things.
They're standard,
no, they're, well, in a sense, these are all the options available for you. I explained to you the complexity and the cost thing again in there. Okay, then there's how the case actually looks. It can actually be flat or it can be curved. And then the different types of materials that you can use. I don't think you can use them in a combination,
mm-hmm.
But I could check that for you, but I don't think you can actually use them in a combination.
You can have like plastic and rubber?
I think plastic and rubber would be fine, but plastic, rubber, and wood, I'm not very sure about the titanium.
Yeah.
They had some restrictions on using the rubber and the titanium.
Mm-hmm.
The rubber was a restriction on the kind of power source you could use, but the titanium had a different kind of things on the shape of the
okay.
thing, so I think that there is some restriction on, I think you could probably group plastic and rubber together,
mm-hmm.
wood and titanium, but you know, it might be easier from a cost perspective and a complexity just to use one,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to two. And the other components are logic chips. Again, I'll go back to the component chips. How complex or how easy the logic is, it depends on how many functions you have on the unit, and that impacts cost. I don't think the logic chip has an issue about size, because they should be about the same size. Power consumption should be about the same. I think the main impact is complexity. And the other thing is the power options. The first one is standard battery. Okay, the second one, I think, is more of a gimmick than actually a usable thing. It's a wind-up, you know, a crank. Yeah, but that might be something. I think that's more of a look and feel decision, because I don't think you can have one power source if you're using the alternative power sources. I think whatever it is, you still need a battery, because I don't think anybody wants to keep doing that. Okay, the other ones are a solar powered cell, which may not be a great idea in Europe or in any country that seasons, because half the year you need it. So, like what I said, you probably need like a battery and something else. And the kinetic one, I guess for me, is the most interesting one, because it's movement and people like to fiddle with their, and it's a nice sales gimmick, I think, from a marketing gimmick. It's a technology thing, it's a shake it. Doesn't work, shake it, knock it or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you have those balls, you know, those stress balls where you bounce the ball and it lights up and it goes, you know, that might be a gimmick combined with rubber. You know, just to, if you get frustrated with remote control, you can throw it. You know, just okay, from my role, I don't think they're personal preferences, but role preferences, I think something comfortable to hold. Small and slim, I guess that's more in the sense of small and slim in terms of comfortable, not so small you can't, you know, like a phone or something, too small for. And the other thing is from a production point of view, the less components we use and the simpler the components means you reduce your cost and you increase your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And also the time to market and the complexity of developing, designing, and debugging it. Okay, let me just go back and talk about some of the restrictions. The user interface restrictions.
I reckon we'll go for very maybe not a fruit shape, but a very sort of curvy type shape. You can have the same sort of texture and color as a fruit. Probably something you sit in your hand comfortably, sort of feels right in your hand.
I was kind of thinking about as well, you know how you get these shock resistant mobile phones and they're plastic but they also have like rubber around the outside. It feels kind of warmer to the touch, feels a bit more comfortable. And maybe you could incorporate plastic and rubber into it, and then you could have curved shapes, because wood or titanium, yeah, it's going to have to be boxy and rectangular, and I think we might be moving away from that, you know. So shape of a lemon,
no,
or
no,
I don't think we do
no,
either.
No. It's more just that we think about like what it is we're trying to achieve, and then we have one sort of theme that we stick with.
Okay. Right, well, so thoughts about the actual shape of the thing?
I'm quite like a sort of snowman type shape. So sort of larger bit sits in your hand, and then you've got maybe another bulb at the top for just any other function you need. Something like that. You've got two groups there. Maybe it could fold open, you get a third group inside, or you have volume controls about there. I think it'd look quite nice if just had this bit around here, the sort of background yellow, and then have a nice bold colour for the buttons. I think that might scare me. That'd probably scare me. Turn it on, you're control possessed. It's
if we wanted to incorporate an LCD display, where we could.
what will it tell the user? Because LCD tends to be an output as opposed to an input. So does the remote control need to talk back to the user? We had the option of the speaker involved. The same thing goes for the speaker. Is there a need for the remote control to talk back?
Nah. Well, I think the advanced ones, the ones you don't usually use, could be hidden inside.
Okay.
And I think the three groups we had were fairly basic ones that have to go on the front somewhere.
Okay. Right. What else do you need to talk about?
Well,
where would you physically position the buttons? I think that has some impact on many things. Just worth pointing out, because like I've known people that have kinetic watches that they wear all the time, and it's just like magic because it's always powered with no battery. I've also known people that have things like a jewelry watch they wear from time to time, and they eventually just say it's just too much of a nuisance because I don't wear it all the time. But with remote control, it's similar. You're away on vacation, I don't know, whatever, you need something that just does the one.
This size here, I'd suggest it be small.
Yeah, and we're going to have rubber buttons that feel kind of...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Just a lot of... I mean, one of the things running through my mind right now, I realize we're being efficient to wrap up the meeting and have lots of decisions made, but we are leaning quite a bit to the side of being low-tech rubber buttons, plastic frame. It's almost like we're reproducing the same old remote control that's out there. Should we think about how we are actually getting this high-tech, user-friendly theme? Like, what is it that we're using to achieve those goals? Like,
I think that backlighting the buttons and
or
even a clear case.
A glowing
yellow type case where the yellow is showable, but in the dark, it's sort of.
They emanate the light through.
Yeah, but because the case is transparent, so it gives it a little bit of a glow. Make it freaky.
And then the other thing that we've committed ourselves to achieving is simplicity. And so I'm thinking, maybe should we try and think about having something like some kind of an innovative concept about how the volume and the channels are controlled, because that's the main thing people just want to do. Could we use like a jog dial, like a nice just sort of round somewhere on it where you just roll
it? When you're rolling it, how do you want to roll it? Do you want them to roll it like that? Do you want them to roll it like that? Because in a mouse, your hand's in a position to roll it. Whereas the other thing about having a jog dial this way, it tends
while, but and for skipping large amount of channels, you do have the skip the channel button, the numpad.
Ah,
but. Yeah.
Jaw bells are much easier than
that. Okay. Right, well, we do need to make a decision whether we want to incorporate a jaw dialing nice and quickly. I'm all for them actually. I think they're quite very quick to use.
Yeah.
So, does anybody oppose the idea of incorporating one into the design at all? No. And the other thing was, can we think of any way of getting the slogan into this thing?
Yeah, materials, we sort of said we do plastic and rubber, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should try and stay away from just the big protruding rubber buttons, because that would just be so standard.
Do it something flush with the
something case. A bit more flush, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe have rubber incorporated into the case as well. So
okay.
that it has and also plastic
kind
I've seen can get really textured. So you can get plastics that actually feel soft in your hand.
Feel like fruit?
Okay.
They feel